You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And first segment, I want to talk about the International Council of Shopping Centers Convention. I go every year. I've gone for like 25 years. It's gone from like a small ballroom at the
International
Council of Shopping Centers.
Wow, a bunch of shopping center folks.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. It brings a lot of different people together, not only the shopping center folks, but people who do other property types too, especially in today's world where the shopping center is evolving.
Where you just want to get out and go shopping in your pajamas.
Well, I like to
shop where you eat and sleep.
Well, I do that now. I do that in my office. And see, that's one of the big things that's changing today is that people, even my wife Vivian, has now discovered Amazon.com.
Ah, welcome. Right. Welcome, Vivian.
The boxes have been arriving. But, I have a lot of clients that do what I call paycheck retail. A lot of people aren't going to go on and they don't have a bank account. They can't go on Amazon and buy something like that. They have to buy in cash. So, you drive up and down a street, let's say like University Boulevard or 441, and you see them, Foot Locker, Windy, some of the other buy here, pay here type stores, cars, and that type of retail is robust. There's still a lot of expansion in the Marshalls, Ross, that kind of tenant space. I've got some great clients that are buying and rehabbing deals like that. And the other thing that's going on is some of the smaller, shallow bay, so they've got smaller tenant spaces. They're turning into medical facilities. And there'll also be places where you can go and do one-stop shop for all your
medical stuff,
stay stuff. And then of course what my focus will be, we'll be getting the wellness centers out there. I was just on the phone right before the show, actually, talking about helping somebody pop their medical marijuana store, and a different client talking about popping a lifestyle and technology store oriented around the lifestyle. And they're both looking in Wynwood. They've got other folks that focus on the easy places to go. But when you need a hot target, that's when they focus on us. They give me and my partner on. That's a guy named Julian Okendo.
Oh, nice.
That's right,
name.
Julian. Yeah, Julian's the man. He's very, very cool. He's like 25. He fits right into the vibe. And is a great partner. I really enjoy working with Julian.
Sounds like a nice guy.
He is a very nice guy, a very smart guy too. And he's able to, network all of the owners in the different submarkets, talk to them and see what they're looking for. Now, the other stuff that's going on in retail is that some of the big freestanding drugstores, Walgreens, CVS, stuff like that, they're evolving too. Some of the drugstores are giving back their stores. You go, well, why would they do that? And wouldn't the landlord be freaked out? Actually, no, the landlord's kind of happy. What are they going to put in there? They're going to put emergency medical stuff. Right, exactly.
Everyone's getting sick.
Well, everybody's getting older. The treatments are such now that they can be administered real quickly and save a life. I mean, it used to be that people would die from an opioid overdose. Now they've got Narcan.
Well, I like at least that we're calling them wellness centers. So people can go get preventative stuff, and as opposed to if you're only sick here, like instead of teaching people how to get out of sickness, teach people how to stay in wellness.
Well, that's what the folks at the Sacred Space do. We go there, we learn how to be well. Our friend Noor helps us stay focused and positive in our energy field.
That's the first start.
And then the other thing that we do is we also have the marijuana folks, but there's more than the marijuana folks. There's all kinds of different wellness things that are available to people in today's world, and even yoga studios.
Yeah.
And you're going to see them all clustering together. The Carla Deskel is a futurist when she talks about that, where she puts them all together and they all feed off of each other. It's going to be a great thing. It's coming. And the most important part is that it's not really insurance driven. It's driven by you.
I know.
So it's a very good thing. You can get what you need. You can get it when you need it, how you need it, and it'll help you feel better. And I've really gone very heavily into this. Lost like 40 pounds last year. Been eating healthy, testing my blood pressure, my blood sugar to make sure I'm right on spot. And you need to do that because not only do you want to live older, you want to live to be healthy.
What are you doing with your old clothes?
That's a great question.
Give me a great answer.
I'm gonna get rid of them.
All right. That's what you do. You donate them?
I donate them. Some of them I'll Well, when I had Johnny, I used to donate him. He was involved with Dress for Success, so you'd send him to Dress for Success. A lot of the suits that I've done, I've given away to. One year, I took a lot of suits up to the University of Florida and gave them to the students. I collected them from the other board members.
Very nice.
That was really cool. But that also transitions me into something else that was going on at the ICSE. At the conference, I was seeing a lot of next-gen people that I mentored first time around. Now they're leaders in the business, leaders in their companies, starting their own companies, bringing creative ideas to the table. And it was very, very wonderful. And then, you know, during lunchtime, my good friend Gary Broitus was asked to come up on stage. And, you know, he talked about our good friend David Lipp, who's, you know, hospice now and going to be passing. David is the gentleman that found the sites for all of the Walmarts in South Florida. So if you have ever shopped at a Walmart, David Lipp has touched your life. And David's now passing. He's leaving a beautiful friend. And so what Gary and I did was I just said, hey, Gary, how about trying this? He got up there, and we started raising a fund for young people to learn. Well, they can go to the foundation. They can get some money. They can go to an event that they couldn't have gone to before. David's going to open up some lives and make the world a better place in that regard. And by the way, if somebody's interested in contributing to that, they can just send me an email to jim@freedonbusiness, and I'll be more than happy to send you in the right direction. So the retail business is evolving. A lot of the people that I know that own shopping centers are looking for ways that they can redevelop and reposition them. I always take a look at the big ones. You go, well, what's a big one? Take a look on Central Broward County if you ever want to see a big shopping center. A Publix and a whole bunch of space that's probably pretty empty right now. Mm. And so what would I do with that empty space? Well, I'll tell you, I'd move the tenants. I'd squeeze them all in right around that Publix. And then I would either build a medical office building, a wellness center, or I would build townhomes. Or if it's big enough, you know what I'd really like to do, build apartments.
How about senior living? Cool senior living, well, like hippie senior living.
I've actually got that. You know, we're working with a group called Certa Senior Living, and we're doing, I wouldn't call it hippie senior living, but it's fabulous senior living. It's senior living Disney-esque. We just opened our first facility. I helped them put the funding together. It's in Mount Dora, and it's fascinating. When you walk in, it's beautiful. They use the same kind of flooring as they use in Disney, and it looked like Imagineers put the whole place together. And what makes it different is that it's all about the successful lifestyle of the aging people. In fact, they sent me an article today about how your diet helps you with the way that you can have an impact on your mental acuity. If somebody wants that article again, you can just email me, jim@freedonbusiness. But the folks at Certus, they set it up in like a racetrack. So you go in and you go in your room, and maybe outside your room is a little station, and it's arts and crafts. And you can go in there, and it says, did you ever like arts and crafts? Did you like building things when you were younger? And if you did, it said, would you like to stain this piece of wood? And then they have, like, coffee, and you could take the coffee and do a little stain on it. Well, you know, it's beautiful. In the courtyard, they have clothes hanging on a clothesline, so people think they're at home back in the day. You can walk around another
little... Are they wire? Wire coat hangers?
No, they're like clotheslines. I said the wrong word. Okay. Clotheslines with clothespins. And so the other thing that they have is old school. And they have a station that you can go. It's about sports. And they go, did you like sports? What was your favorite team? And really what this is it's not only for the resident, but it's also for the person that goes and visits them. Because you go there and you visit and you go, what can I possibly do? And so this is something you can do. You can take them for a walk. You go around. You go, hey, Poppy, remember when you used to build those toys? Or when we used to go to the Dolphins games, Poppy, wasn't that great? Oh, yeah, that was so great. I remember all that. And the rooms are beautiful. You know, it's like a hotel. The place is gorgeous.
How old do you have to be to get in there?
It's not how old you have to be. It's you have to have a certain – you have to have dementia. There's like 100 different types of dementia, not just one or two. There's 100 different types. I think there's like 7 different types of Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Well, I think we're going to have to get our friends from Certa Senior Living on the show now that you've opened up that door.
Okay, good.
All right, well, listen, well, let's go to break right now. We'll come back. We're going to have that firebrand, Nikki Fried. We taped her a little earlier because she's out there making appearances. So she's at an event right now, so we taped her earlier. We're going to get Nikki Fried's vision. We're going to open it up for you. It's going to be absolutely electric. I know because I taped her, and I can tell you this. I just love that girl. Back after this.